In today's gospel, we see Jesus in the portico of Solomon speaking to the Jews. And in John's gospel, it's a beautiful gospel. You can't compare the gospels, but I'll say one of the best gospels, John's gospel. Because the middle part of John's gospel is knit together according to feast of Jewish people. So we have the Feast of Tabernacle, Feast of Dedication of the Temple, Feast of Passover, and the Feast of Tents. So today when Jesus stands at the temple and speaks about Good Shepherd, they are celebrating the Feast of the Dedication of the Temple. Now there's a story behind the Feast of Dedication of the Temple, which is a very emotional story for Jewish people. They do cry at celebrating this feast. In 175 BC, Antiochus, the Roman emperor, he's trying to expand his kingdom. So he took over Egypt. He wanted to expand his kingdom around Syria. He came into Syria. Then he wanted to take over Israel. And he did. He took over Israel. Started getting to his temple, destroyed the whole temple. He turned it into a gymnasium, the temple. Imagine, this is a gym place, you know. We'll be working on our apps here. Anyway, he turned the temple into a gymnasium, and one of the rules was everyone should be naked. So, see where the tradition comes? If you go to gyms here, people are barely dressed, you know. This is a long time tradition. So he turned it into a gymnasium and people was naked. And naked in the sense, the Jewish people tried to hide their circumcision. They tried to hide. It was a shameful thing. For them, their whole identity, being a Jew, was in that, believing in the circumcision and setting apart for the Lord. Now they are put in a situation, they have to be naked, but they are struggling to hide the sign of them being covenant, becoming covenant with God. Now Antiochus destroyed the altar and he built a new altar on the altar of sacrifice. To worse the matter, he killed a pig on the altar and he poured the blood on Torah. So he literally destroying everything that is very sacred to them. And then what he did, he brought in the statue of Zeus Olympius, the Greek god, and asked them to worship Zeus Olympius and destroyed all the Torah and the ordinances. Now when Matthias, the priest, in 164, he started to resist against this. And Matthias, after his son Judas Maccabeus, so we have these readings in Maccabeus, Book of Maccabeus. Judas Maccabeus came in and restored the temple and rededicated the temple into God's hand. He rededicated the altar for Yahweh. He rededicated the whole temple with the oil of purification. And that is why this feast is very emotional for Jewish people. They do cry at this celebration of the feast. Because once their temple, and for them, temple is a sign of care. How come temple becomes the sign of care? Temple was the presence of God among the people who spend half of their lifetime wandering through wilderness, looking for the sign. For when they come and when they settled in Canaan, for them temple becomes the presence of God. They look at temple, all their sorrows vanish. They go into temple, they feel like they are in the embrace of God. For them, temple was a sign of care. And now comes Jesus. A rebel. He comes into the temple, stands in the middle of the temple where everyone gathered together, the portico of Solomon, and he proclaims, "I am the temple." Now, how much furious will be Jewish people would become? Because for them, temple is so much into their identity. Now, this guy stands here, this Nazarene, this carpenter stands here saying, "Temple, I am the temple." Which means Jesus is saying, I am the care that you are looking for. I am the presence that walks among you. And he gives it another wording, which is, I think, the beautiful words in John's Gospel. I am the gate of the sheep. I am the gate of the sheep. There is a story. There's a story of a Buddhist monk. It's a monastery. And this old guru, every day in the night, after the night prayers, he go for a walk in the temple and around the monastery. Then he saw a disciple crawling over, jumping out of the monastery walls. He's going into drinking and being with them. He's looking for the warmth of outside. To do that every night after night prayer, when lights all go off, he climbs the wall. And to climb the wall, he's got a little chair, a small chair next to the wall. He steps on the chair, climbs over, and goes to find the warmth of the world. And one day, the guru found it out. And the guru waited. It was a cold night. Early morning, he came back. Guru moved the chair and he knelt there. So the disciple came in, stepping on the back of the guru. And the guru said, it is very cold. Go back home and be warm. Do you think that disciple ever again stepped over that wall? Never. He never again looked for the warmth of the world. When he stepped on the back of the guru and entered back into the monastery, he found out something that he was looking for, the unconditional love. I have experienced that many, many times with Ken Baca. Didn't step over his back, but yeah. Sometimes being very angry, being very aggressive, being very strict to the law may keep a person inside the monastery. When the time comes and when everything is all right, he will step over again, jump the fence and look for the warmth in a woman's bosom. Oh, these days a man's bosom. You never know. But when love captures one's heart, when compassion captures one's heart, when sacrifice captures one's heart, in front of true and infinite love and unconditional compassion, we will never look for pastures which cannot give us freedom and the acceptance we are looking for. And that is what Jesus is saying. I am the gate of the sheep. And when the people heard this news, they must have cried, because in the Palestinian context, the sheep is taken to a cave, and cave doesn't have doors. No sliding doors for caves. And the door of the caves is the shepherd. He lies down in front of the door of the cave. So any sheep goes out will step on the heart, on the chest of the shepherd. And when Jesus said, I am the gate of the sheep, the people said, we have to step over this love to look for some other love. And they wouldn't. Would you? But we stepped over his love. Look at his marks. When we stepped over looking for the warmth, looking for the acceptance, we stepped over him. To his hands, to his feet, and ultimately to his heart, which is broken and open in love for us. The marks on his hand, the marks on his feet, the marks in his heart, the times we stepped over looking for the acceptance, the warmth, the love of the world. But he still remains an open door. I am the gate. Maybe take it to your reflection. I am the gate. Revelation chapter 2, verse 12, 13. It says, the holy city has got 12 doors. 3 in the south, 3 in the east, 3 in the north, 3 in the west. The holy city, which is God himself. Heaven has got 12 doors. Four sides and 12 doors. Always open. Always open. God is like a gate, never closes. God is like a gate, always open. And we experience the warmth and love there. Now, I can easily say, let me say it from my own experience. Why would Jesus say, I am the gate, come to me, experience the love and the warmth? A person's life needs three things: safety, significance, intimacy. In psychological terms, this comes mainly from the father figure in one's life. Like in a family, the father is the one speaking to the child significance. The father is the one giving the child, whether it is a male child or a female child, giving the child intimacy. The father is the one, by being protective, giving him safety and security. Let me give you a bit of my testimony. I had a wonderful father, beautiful father. But my father, I always blamed him for something, being very passive. Very passive. And because of that, when I was praying with the person, he told me, Father Bonnie, what about your boundaries? And I said, well, my boundaries, I am working on him. And I've been trying my best on my boundaries in my life. And it is a pain. And now I come to a point, I really need help in my boundaries. And then he asked me a question, how about your father? And I said to him, my father is a wonderful person. But he did suffer from inferiority complex, because all his 6 brothers and sisters are well educated in government positions, except my father, who is a pass out in year 8. And he always carried that inferiority with him. If you see, my father doesn't tell him that I'm preaching about him. God bless him in India. Anyway, okay. All right. So, and he became very passive. And what happened in my life? Sometimes I think I lacked that significance. I lacked that significance as a man, so much so I put boundaries in my life. And then what I did, I said to him, what can I do? My earthly father is like that. And that is why Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Come to me, I am the gate. If your earthly father couldn't give, I can give you. Because Jesus is the son who experienced the significance, the security, the intimacy that none of the earthly fathers can give. But he received it from the God the Father. So for us, if we missed anything from our father figure, we go to the cross. Do you struggle with boundaries in your life? Do you struggle with intimacy issues in your life? Do you struggle with safety issues in your life? Do you at times cross over the walls of your own life and look for warmth and love outside? Maybe we need Jesus' touch. We need his love. In my experience, I am praying with this guy. And he put his hands over me and said, can I pray with you? He prayed with me. Beautiful prayer time. You know what happened? When he was praying, I'm getting these images of someone is going into my soul. Not to my heart. I felt someone is going into my soul and doing so much cleansing there. And I felt like some burdens are going away. I felt Jesus is filling me with the significance I didn't get. Jesus filling me with the intimacy and the security and I didn't get. It's been only 5 days since that happened. And I'm very, very overjoyed. When I felt that, when I prayed with that guy, when I felt Jesus' love, his significance, his intimacy, his security came into me, I felt a burden gone. Until now, as a priest, I am one year and 9 months old. And as a seminarian, I was 9 years in the seminary. That all this life, I was energetic, I was joyful. But now, when I prayed with that guy, when I recognized there is a significance that I didn't get from my father, I wanted a love from the father figure. I cried out, Father, I need it to survive as a priest. And he did give it to me. But are we able to kneel and say, I really need it? That was my problem. My ego, being a priest, being a seminarian, didn't allow me to confess that I really need work on this issue. I didn't want to hurt my father in my thinking that he didn't give to me because I love him. But I had to confess. I want the significance, the love, the intimacy from God, my Father. And the good news is, it is given to us. It is given to us. I don't want to pinpoint the ways that we look for warmth outside in this world. Maybe different ways. Maybe in your sexuality. Maybe in your relationship. Maybe in your family. Maybe the anger, the hatred, the unforgiveness, the patterns, the habits. Whatever it may be, God the Father can speak into it. The light can speak into it. Jesus can speak into it. And his wounds, his open heart shows that the times we stepped over his life, he's always an open door, 24/7, ATM, anytime you see him. It is always open for us. Let us approach this altar. This altar is rededicated. In liturgy, altar means Christ. Let us receive his significance, his intimacy, and his love. May his open, wounded heart keep us safe, make us significant, and give us the intimacy that we are looking for. Praise the Lord. Amen.